attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I hope you guys and gals out there have been playing in the dirt.
Playing in the dirt, of course, everywhere I go, from the Robert Scott Bell Show out to my travels around planet Earth. The big message of the day, the week, the month, the year, the millennia is to get back in the dirt. And start planting your own food. Grow your own food. Oh, man. I cannot say this with more impassioned passion. Can I say that? I just did. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friends, live next 2 hours here on Genesis Communications, GCN, all over planet Earth and around our wonderful affiliate base in these United States. Could I dare say not the corporate U.S., the artificial creation of the New World Order? Oh, man. The end of America? Could we be witnessing the end of America? We're in it, in the midst of it, and can't recognize it. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Big article just posted the other day by John Rappaport. It was nice knowing you, America. Take a look. John Rappaport's going to be joining me this hour. He is an investigative journalist and good friend of the program. And we're going to talk about collectivism, individualism, the mass drugging of the population, the shooters that are on psychiatric FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. And what else do you want to talk about? Not a doc. Chris Barr is going to join me as well. It's Autism Awareness Month. But the question is, what is it they want you to be aware of with their sleight-of-hand magic tricks? Oh, no, not the vaccines. Yes, but we are going to cover those vaccines here. No question, they will not leave our sight. So what else are we going to do? Well, you tell me. You can call me. And there's a toll-free number while I'm live on the air, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, to be part of the program. I just started a YouTube channel. Can you imagine that? I had my producer, Don, do it for a while, and there's a bunch up there as well. It's one of the ones I'm subscribed to. But if you want to see it, RS Bell Media Channel, you can check it out, Robert Scott Bell Show. It's up, and it linked in it is the first video that I posted. I posted it up on the social networks, I believe, on Friday when I talked to it, talked about the chemtrails that I was witnessing on a flight back from Philly the other day. And I just witnessed chemtrails being created at 31,000 feet. And there is a video, the first one on the YouTube channel. You can actually check it out, subscribe, and we'll have more things. I know. I'm slow about those things. Eventually I get there. But we were hauling tushy up in the air, and then there's this other plane at the same level hauling even more tushy and spewing it out the behind of the airplane. And I looked back on our airplane's wings and engines, and there was nothing coming out. We were in the same atmosphere, only a few miles apart. And there are parallel chemtrail tracks that had already been laid down, and we're dispersing in the atmosphere, going down the eastern seaboard of the U.S. And don't tell me these are normal natural atmospheric phenomena. No, because contrails, which are atmospheric kind of vapor trails, they dissipate and eliminate and go invisible almost as fast as they are formed. And so that's what I saw going down, and I just had to post the video of it. Now with technology the way it is, can send it up from your phone. Amazing that. So we've got that and more. Hey, how about growing food? That's what I started. I wanted to talk to. And we'll have John Rappaport up momentarily. But there is an article at naturalnews.com. And I have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Feds raid indoor gardeners, find only tomatoes and squash plants. How long will it be until Harry Reid proposes background checks for all home gardeners? Right? We don't have enough background checks for all people that want to, exert the Second Amendment, which is a protected right, not a granted right by government, the right to keep and bear arms. But now we don't have the right to grow our own veggies. Why? In the name of the war on cannabis, the war on hemp, the war on what was the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence written on. Can you say hemp? Outlawed in the United States by dunderheaded Americans that went to sleep in the 20th century and is still not woken up. Of course, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you just got your wake-up call. Hopefully it's not too late. But incredible, the war on drugs is a war on you. It's a war on every one of you, especially if you're inner city and you have more pigment than the average white bear in America. They're coming after you. State police and sheriff's deputies in Kansas raided the home of Adlin and Robert Hart, two, weirdly enough, former CIA employees. They were searching for marijuana. Oh my gosh, we can't have you smoking any Mary Jane or growing it or eating it, despite the fact that now more and more studies, including one out of Spain, recognizing that the hemp oil, the cannabis oil, can cure cancer. Or maybe because it can cure cancer. This is why they want it banned and maintain that ban. Why that globalist organization, the United Nations, says, America, corporate America, you better get your act together and get those states back in line. Colorado, no, no, no. Washington, no, no, no. Oregon, California, no, no, no. None of this cannabis is okay. Globalist propaganda. The United States has now become a tool for it as well, with the military that we can't afford to pay for. And they went in and they raided this family of four, two kids, like an armed raid, like they were going after terrorists. But of course, we know the new terrorists in America are those who can read the Declaration of Independence, read the Constitution, actually understand the words, know what the words mean, know the context in which they were written, and know that, in fact, they apply today, just as sure as they applied long ago. And right now, if you believe in growing your own garden, you are now considered a terrorist. Thanks to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Poverty of mind, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Anybody who believes in liberty, individual freedom, is a terrorist now. I joke about it in my lectures. They claim, the corporate United States military claims to, in Zero Dark 30, the propaganda movie of the year, claims to have found Osama bin Laden and killed him 10 years after he likely died in a cave in Tora Bora because he didn't have access to what? Hemodialysis. He had kidney failure. Give me a freaking break. And it takes 10 years to find the dead man and kill him again. How long would it take to find you if you set up shop in America and cured cancer with cannabis oil? Nope, no chemo, no radiation, no surgery. You're done. You're toast. There's a drone coming your way in less than 24 hours in America. The very people we should laud, applaud, make mention of heroic status for daring to cure cancer in a way unsanctioned by collectivist government pharmaceutical dunderheads. And we have John Rappaport's article. America, we knew you, we loved you, where'd you go? Are you gone already? Check that out. It's linked up in the show notes here at robertscottbell.com. America history, we got to talk about it. And to do so, he's joining me right now before the first break here, John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com, also the co-creator of the phenomenal 10-plus hour audio download, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, the seminar they don't want you to hear. You can hear it still. And John, my friend, thank you for being here.
Hey, great, Robert. Great to be with you.
I'm not fired up as all as usual.
Yeah, I can hear that.
What can I say?
Definitely hear that.
So when you wrote this article, and it just came out, it was nice knowing you, America. You covered a lot of things, but you do come back to the individual. And we're gonna play a clip from an MSNBC host, probably after the break. I want to just set the stage of why you wrote this article. I mean, are you just like lauding the end of America? Are you just anti-America bashing? What's going on, John?
No, what I was saying in the headline was basically goodbye to the America that we once knew once strove to conserve, once thought was very, very important, because actions have been taken, thousands and thousands of actions have been taken over the last 4 years, 8 years, go back as far as you want, to degrade the whole idea of the Republic as it was founded and what the documents state that Republic stands for, which is basically freedom of the individual. There is an island of freedom around each individual. It's there, it's natural, it's real, and those founding documents saw a tremendous need to protect that. And that has all crumbled completely and been destroyed. So therefore, if we want to pick up the pieces, that's what we have to do. We can't any longer pretend that all of these natural freedoms are still being protected or even be even being spoken on behalf of. So that was the thrust of the article, and then I went down a few paragraphs into a whole explanation of the difference between the collective, the group, mm-hmm. and the individual.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that. It's one of our favorite topics together, John. Obviously, the difference and distinction between collectivists and those who believe in individual liberty. Of course, we are maligned and called terrorists now by those who are collectivists in the mainstream media and even the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we'll talk about that. In fact, we'll have a clip from, what's her name, Melissa Harris Perry from MSNBC. Your kids belong to us. Stand by for that and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. More with John Rappaport after the break. Say thanks to our sponsors.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, spent all day yesterday, a lot of it anyway, out in the sunshine with my kids, digging in the dirt, replanting seedlings, starting to grow food. It's springtime, and I guess I should have checked with the community first. Yeah, I should have checked with the community, according to this woman on MSNBC, host Melissa Harris Perry. She says that my kids don't belong to me. What did she really say? Go ahead and run that clip from MSNBC, Kyle.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
What the hell is she saying? And then they say, lean forward. John Rappaport, welcome back. What is she saying?
Oh, Robert. She's saying that the collective is all and the individual or the family is nothing, basically, is what she's saying. And I'm going to be writing an article about this and break it down step by step. But she is taking the notion, yes, we've got all these families all over the United States. We've always had these families. Some of them are good families. Some of them are not. There's all kinds of different families. But the solution to raising children really has to do with the whole community. They belong, these kids, to the whole community. So the first question is, exactly what you said. What the hell is she talking about? Which community is that? I live in San Diego, so does that mean that my kids belong to Encinitas, the town where I live, or my block where I know three people, or the entire city of San Diego? Or perhaps she means the government. Since she's talking about funding public education, I think she's talking about the government. The government should be spending more money on failed public education than it is already, and that's who kids belong to, the government.
So I should have dropped my kids off at the local city council to see if I could borrow them for my garden? I mean, this is so bizarre.
On weekends, you could probably get some kind of custody, you know.
Well, this is a big issue we've been covering for years, John. You know that the whole idea of medical collectivism is a huge power grab over the child, because when parents decide that they want to, you know, care for their kids in ways not sanctioned by government, which is honestly the state religion, which you coined the phrase all those years ago, the Church of Biological Mysticism. We've covered so many stories over the years. If you're not vaccinating or if you don't believe in chemo, and it's just like belief. Why is the term belief, right? The science doesn't support the use of chemotherapy anyway, but it's about belief. And if you don't believe our religion is right, then we're coming for your kids, and we've got to indoctrinate them the way we say in government.
Of course. I mean, public schools basically mean toxic food that they serve, you know, free lunches. And then you've got sex education starting, I don't know, age five, whatever. Parents are completely out of the picture. We're going to teach your kids all about sex the way we decide that we're going to teach them. And then you've got pressure to be vaccinated. Of course, yeah, oh, yes, you need to be vaccinated. Forget the exemptions that are legal. No, we want your kids vaccinated if they go to public school. And, of course, if your kid fidgets in the classroom, looks out the window, is not overly enthusiastic about the teacher, then he's got this mysterious thing called ADHD. I'm going to drug him with Ritalin or Adderall, which are cheap forms of speed, and you really have nothing to say about this. You should really just go along. So what this woman on MSNBC is saying, basically, yes, we need more of this. This is not enough. We have to actually say your kids belong to, quote, the community, which in this case means whatever government decides is good for you. You don't own them yourself. The state owns them. They don't belong to you as parents. That was just a horrible mistake that we all made for the last, 100,000 years. We're going to correct that now, and then we'll know how to better invest in public education. Wacko, completely insane. Melissa Harris Perry is, of course, an esteemed professor at Tulane, I believe, and an author, and now weekend host on MSNBC.
Well, the idea of, you say esteemed whatever, and that's, I think that's an interesting term. When we talk about education and higher institutions of learning, of course, I say higher institutions of indoctrination. A lot of these issues are related to accreditation. It's like, is your university or school, is it accredited? That's a big question. Well, who's accrediting? Who's authorizing? Who's saying, sanctioning, and saying that's legitimate? Just recently, I got an email from Tom Woods. There is now a Ron Paul homeschool curriculum. And one of the questions they were asked, is it accredited? Simple one-word answer, no. And they're not hiding behind it because they say the same questions that I would ask and that you would ask anybody that cares about teaching something that would actually, empower the individual. It's never going to be accredited, this kind of information that we give out in this show, what you write about, John, but we don't look for that.
I ran into this, Robert, with my logic course, which I was, have been selling to homeschools and individuals, and, you know, is it accredited? No, it's not accredited. Why not? Because the authorities that run public education in this country place no value on logic. Therefore, it's not accredited. So, therefore, you can't count it towards some sort of state-issued certificate of graduation. And even among homeschoolers, I have to say, among some, it puts people off because we got to get that accreditation. Well, if you want to teach the same curriculum that the state teaches, well, then just send the kid to the state school. Save yourself a lot of trouble. The whole point is to educate children in information that the state considers to be anti-collectivist. That's the point. That's what you need to do.
Well, this is something that the intellectuals tend to argue against, and they look at us as heinous villains for actually claiming, for instance, at least stewardship over my children. I don't want to turn them over to government indoctrination centers any more than I want to turn them over to the neighbor unless I know them and I say, hey, listen, neighbor needs some help. Let's go over and help him out. Or, hey, he's gonna flip you some silver or gold in compensation for your time and teach him what work is.
Here's that statement again from her quote. So part of it is we have to break through. She can, frames it as a breakthrough, right? Breakthrough our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start to make better investments. What do you mean everybody? Wow, that's a fantastic idea. Everybody.
Everybody.
To everybody. That means people in jail, people who are drug addicts.
And people here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show who love individual liberty. More with John Rappaport today. I've heard rumor that Liam Sheff might be chiming in to say hello. We'll have a party on the air. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com. All the links are up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yes, we are rocking the health world as we do each Sunday on GCN and then Monday through Friday on Natural News Radio. RobertScottBell.com. The links are all up. Just formed my first YouTube channel, and I uploaded a video, 31,000 feet, watching a chemtrail being made. If you have never seen this in real time, check it out, and it's linked up in the show notes. Go ahead and sign up. We'll have lots of videos coming your way eventually, so you can sign up for, YouTube channel. I guess you can do that. Liam Sheff, my friend, helped me to connect with that. I was like, okay, the phone can do it for me. I did it. And right now we continue with John Rappaport. We'll be hearing from Liam Sheff momentarily as well. He's the author of Official Stories. And John, we were talking obviously about collectivism versus individual liberty and the crazy stuff going out there in the media. One of the stories the old media is not covering all that well is something that we all predicted. Mike Adams, you, John, me, and Alex Jones and others said from the get-go that these shooters, of course, the links are to the psychiatric meds, SSRIs, and beyond. And it just seems like that was confirmed in the medical reports of Lanza. Is that correct?
Yeah, the search reports of, you know, the House and so on that have been censored and kept from the public. Zoloft. The kid was on Zoloft, and also we don't know how many other drugs, possibly Klonopin. Anyway, we know that Zoloft is one of the SSRI antidepressants, has been linked to many acts of violence, including school shootings and other massacres and unexplained suicides and murders across the country for many, many, many years. And as you say, we were predicting that that was the case here, and now there it is. And we're also looking at James Holmes in the same regard, the discovery of reports there, SSRI antidepressants.
Well, and there were a lot of indications, certainly if you watch the behavior and even the facial expressions of those on these drugs that seem to take you out of reality even further. And we've referenced it in terms of our so-called troops. Our, are they ours? Whose are they? They're coming home. They're they belong to the Piper Terry woman. That's right. Melissa Harris Perry. She owns them. She owns everybody. And they come back with PTSD. And, of course, we don't detoxify them. We don't talk to them about the brutal experiences that they're witnessing. We simply remove them from reality all more in the profitability of the SSRI drug machines.
There's an interesting development in the James Holmes Batman murders case, which the press has been covering in news stories in a really hacked up way. According to one report, Holmes only saw the University of Colorado psychiatrist Lynn Fenton one time, and yet he's got prescriptions. And she refused to see him after that session. So are we assuming that they sat down for 20 minutes and then she said, oh, well, obviously I'm going to put you on the following drugs, you know, including Zoloft? Or was there another psychiatrist somehow involved that we haven't been told about yet? Because we need to trace this back and see where it all started. And the story that's now, the way I see it being coming out here is, you know, this guy was having problems of certain kinds for quite a while. And so he sought, quote, professional help, and he was put on these drugs. And then they exacerbated hugely his unbalanced state of mind, as they do. Hmm. And then he began making all of these plans and grandiose schemes for destruction, which will certainly be revealed if they ever show the notebook, that the fabled notebook that he mailed to Lynn Fenton at the University of Colorado. We'll see that.
Well, all right, stand by, John.
We're up against Peter Bregan many years ago about this, and he confirmed, yes, these drugs not only cause spontaneous acts of violence, but that people make grandiose plans for destruction.
Well, we got a grandiose plan to take a break here. Say thanks to our sponsors. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport is on. Hope to hear from Liam Sheff shortly, and we'll talk more about freedom and healing after this.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Well, you want to see a picture, sometimes you got to step back and see the whole darn thing. You know, we're talking right now with John Rappaport. Liam Sheff will be joining us shortly about not only Adam Lanza's Zoloft connection, but the James Holmes, the Batman murder shooter, and likelihood to be also psychiatric drugs, FDA approved, by the way, involved. You step back from those events, as disastrous as each one of them are, the end result has been what? This movement toward we've got to get rid of the guns. We've got to take away the guns. We must get a hold of the guns. And, of course, any time the government has a monopoly on guns, the citizenry, if you will, the people suffer, genocidally suffer. Just look back again. The most common example cited in the 20th century was Nazi Germany. It's not the only one. There are many others. Now we've got 12 GOP senators, starting with Rand Paul, saying they're going to do a gun control filibuster. I mean, they want basically every which way but loose. They want to be the exclusive handlers of firearms, a monopoly on guns, a monopoly on drugs. What other monopolies do they want? And how many of them are good for any of us? None of them are. And, of course, John, we also know that we mentioned the raid on a family who was growing food indoors because it could possibly be a drug that cures cancer, but it's not a drug, it's a plant, although the definition by the FDA means that anything that changes your health for the better could potentially be redefined as a drug, reclassified as a drug, therefore subject to confiscation by government.
Yeah, I mean, you could be growing tomatoes, and if somebody decides that there is a, quote, suspicion that you're growing something else, then you see a raid. I mean, an inquiry, even? No, we'll just raid the place, you know, as if it's some sort of, last I saw, there were, I don't know, how many thousands, millions of tons of opium being produced in poppy fields in Afghanistan. But we have to go after people who have a little indoor squash and tomato garden in the United States. Meanwhile, opium production continues to escalate, and sure, no problem. Heroin for the world, fine. But oil from hemp that could indeed alleviate or even knock out cancer? No. That's against the monopoly. And as I mentioned earlier, in schools, kids are being promoted into psychiatric drugs like there's no tomorrow. The very same drugs that are involved in producing suicide, murder, mass murder, and so on. And this is a school system that this MSNBC host wants to, you know, give your kids to. The kids belong to the community, to the government, not you, the parents.
Remember, I went through the public education system, and I never heard the word homeopathy mentioned once. It wasn't until I was 24 years of age, and then go back to the history of America, it was deeply embedded into the medical fabric of all of America. In fact, the war between the states, the Civil War soldiers in the South and the North had homeopathic medicine in their medical kits, but nowhere. Nowhere do you know about history unless it's been erased and then rewritten. Then you know the official story, which is what Liam Sheff wrote about, and he's here with us. Liam, my friend, you're hearing this. You got something to say? Probably not.
No. No. We arrested for growing food inside?
Yes. Well, they weren't arrested. They were raided.
Raided. Does anybody know? Was it the DEA?
Well, they're looking into that, but it looks like local sheriffs, along with federal authorities, came in on suspicion because they had bought something associated with growing food indoors. They weren't even using the grow lights, so there was no spike in electricity that the DEA sometimes claims. Oh, that shows that you're growing cannabis indoors.
So what are they trying to do? Send, I mean, they can't go. How many houses are there in America? How many hundreds of millions of homes? A lot of them have, maybe most of them have plants inside. And it's very possible to grow, what are those called, winter greens and sprouts and all sorts of things. So either they're going to be raiding every house in America, or this is just a stunt to sort of try to send a message that you should not try to grow food for yourselves. But, very soon I think that local governments, when there are hunger issues, will say, hey, grow some food. And then the Fed will say, you can't grow stuff. And the local issues will say, sort of over our dead tomatoes, we're going to grow food.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I think is in the cards. It's kind of a whipsaw back and forth, but definitely sending a message here. That's the point. I mean, they do that all the time. Yeah, we can't stop 300 million people from, having a plant indoors, but we can do selected raids.
Sure, and those will get to be front page news, John. And look, oh my gosh, if we grow that tomato indoor, grandma, grandpa, or mom and dad, they're going to come with M16s and things that we're not allowed to have to protect ourselves from what? What? A government that doesn't want you to grow your own food! Stand by, we're going to wrap it up this hour with Liam Sheff and John Rappaport after this.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're rocking the whole world with Liam Schiff and John Rappaport. Man, three of us get together. Look out. And you have, John, a new series available through No More Fake News and your, and of course, your blog. But it's called Exit from the Matrix. Tell everybody about that.
Well, just briefly, it's about 20, 25 years of research, 29 audio seminars, including about 10 new ones, all about, you know, what is this matrix that we're all living in, which part of which we've been discussing today, and how do we exit from it? What's that all about? Not only on a level of what we do in our lives, but also how we approach the whole idea of our view of what reality is in the first place. Imagination, creative power, and so forth. So that's it in a nutshell. People can read about it at nomorefakenews.com. I have a long description of the collection and see where they will and order it.
Yeah, and each time we have a new article from John up, you can actually link down into the article, and on the top as well, you can go right to nomorefakenews.com, check it out. And, of course, who else is helping us exit from the matrix? Liam Schiff, with his book Official Stories, The Geneticals, The First Vaccine-Damaged Superheroes, a comic book available. We'll be at Autism One together. That's the great news. Liam is going to be speaking there as well. And I'll be talking a bit about autism with Chris Barr next hour. But, Liam, exiting the matrix, it's about looking at things in history, not the way it was written to protect the officials, but the real thing. And you were really in Dealey Plaza recently. No, not back then, but recently, and had an experience to share.
Yeah, I went to Dallas to give a talk, and let's see what happened. I gave a talk on a variety of things, medicine and oil and any other number of topics. And then I got to walk around. Dealey Plaza is quite small. You know, it's called a plaza, but it's just actually a turn, an exit onto a highway. You go in Houston, you turn right on Houston where JFK turned, you go down, and it's a very short street. And the book depository where there's a plaque. And then on the plaque it says, this is a book depository, and it's famous for this, that, and that. And then it says, this is also the book depository where Lee Harvey Oswald, and then there's a word. And the word is written, and there's a there are marks around it, like people tried to embolden it and emphasize it. And the word is allegedly. The word pops out of the plaque, and it shot John F. Kennedy. In other words, they couldn't even say it. So I'm walking around, and I go, and there's a tour guide there, and he's telling us, he doesn't believe the official story, and he's telling us why. And he's totally obsessed with the details of the physical trauma and evidence, and he's talking about brains and which way the plane, the brains are flying. And you look up at the building, and it's 100 yards or whatever away, and 100 and something, and it's just up on the road is down on an incline, and you're driving away, and there are trees in the way, and it's really far away, and right to your right is a fence. I mean, it seems like 10, 15 maybe feet away. And that fence is what they call the grass. It's not a grassy knoll. It's not a knoll. I don't know what a knoll is. It's a fence, and it's 15 feet away from the road. And behind the fence, it's full of people who have tattooed, you know, written all kinds of things, because behind the fence is where somebody's shot. And once you stand there, you go, oh, okay. Yeah, they lied to us, because not everybody's going to come to Dallas. Not everybody's going to take this trip. Not everybody's going to do it. So they just get to lie about it and re-describe it for you. And it's not like they said. You know, it's not that thing.
Well, it's stunning to see how much of history has been rewritten or written by those who benefit by keeping a certain version of history to become the accepted version and all others not approved, not acceptable. And then, of course, we've talked about being fringed and marginalized, attacked. Now, you know, the idea is if you like Ron Paul, you're a terrorist. I mean, this is not an exaggeration of what has happened by those who control the news, but thankfully the rise of the new media, as evidenced here by the Robert Scott Bell Show, what John Rappaport's been doing, what Liam Sheff has been writing about, and of course Mike Adams, Natural News, Alex Jones, they aren't controlling the vertical and the horizontal as well as they used to, John.
No, it's leaking tons all the time, and the pressure is mounting. Believe me, so more of the walls of major media are cracking and huge amounts of water are coming through because people simply don't believe those stories anymore. They see the cons and the lies and the fabrications and the all of that on the nightly news every day. And people are starting to say, well, let me look into this myself. Let me see some other sources. And that's what they're doing by the millions more every day. And these news, fabled news sources, their ratings are just going down into the toilet. So that's what they're up against, and they're, you know, redoubling their efforts to become the voice of the narrative of what's happening in our time, and they're failing.
Well, listen, if they're relying on Melissa Harris Perry to lisp her way through collectivism and embedded into our consciousness again, it's not happening. She might be pretty to look at, but it's just not enough anymore.
Absolutely not. It's just failing completely. But it does give you a very big window into what these collectivists are thinking and what they intend to do through their connections to government. That's really the threat. That is the big threat.
Liam, I think, as John said, the dam is breaking, as evidenced by the growth of official stories. It continues to gain momentum and awareness out there, and it's very exciting to me to see it happen.
The book, I actually, in the Dealey Plaza impromptu lecture, somebody bought a book off of me. They were like, oh, I'll buy your book. No, really. It was funny, because I bought a paper from the guy, and then he said, what about you? And I said, well, I've written a book, and it's in there. And I've just been giving the talk in Dallas in the college, so I had, I guess, two with me, and I held it up, said, I'll buy one. Okay. Yes, I think things are breaking. Unfortunately, I think people don't quite know where to turn. So, you end up dealing with people who go to the Internet, and they say, well, we can all have cars because there's a secret car engine that runs on water.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can just have anything we want because Tesla technology will make it so.
Well, show me. Until the aliens beam down from planet whatever and give us the Deus Ex Machina recovery, we're going to continue. And where I want you to turn to people like John Rappaport, Liam Sheff, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we'll continue to bring you the insights that will help to guide you should you choose to go a different direction. Why? Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.